Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. If service or price means something to you, means everything to them. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors K, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. For yesterday, Kevin repulsed the audience by talking about his personal seat.
And today, I'm not going to talk about the seat at all. What I am going to talk about...
I hope so. I'd like to sell the car. I think it's great that they have heated seats and that they have a heated windshield and things like that. But when you start bragging about your personal seat, that's where I just kind of go, hey, look, I know Lincoln's great and Sunbury Motors is great, but really, that's not helping.
You know what was cool yesterday? There was a little bit of a... As I was leaving, there was a little bit of a shower that hit the Susquehanna Valley. And my wipers actually...
Because there's a cloud that constantly follows you.
Maybe. But the wipers automatically came on. I mean, these are auto-sensing wipers. Not only do the headlights automatically dim when you come into a lit area or a car comes near you, but now the wipers actually come on automatically. This vehicle has all the technology you'll ever want in an SUV.
I got to give them credit. They keep throwing you in vehicles that appear to be idiot-proof.
That's the whole point. If I can drive it, anybody can. Plus, you have the driver's knee airbag. How many vehicles do you know have an airbag at your knees?
Well, I hope you don't have to use it.
I'm hoping I don't have to use it either, but it's nice to know it's there. And with remote start, you hit the button, and it's nice and warm. The seats are all heated up for you. The steering wheel is all heated up for you as well. And you're ready to go on some of the cold mornings that we will have this summer. Or, excuse me, this winter, and you'll have all-wheel drive for the snow.
I just don't want to hear any more talk about how cozy your seat is.
Fair enough.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Awesome service, awesome cars, and yes, they even have ones that cater to Kevin's seat. All right.
You're having way too much fun with that.
I wasn't the one bragging about it yesterday. Like, your seat's special. No. All right. Kevin thinks that if you're the national champion the year before, you're number one this year.
All right. Are you going to preface this by explaining why I feel that way? Because that's unfair. You're not really explaining why.
Okay. You don't know sports.
No. That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
I mean, you don't understand how in college, when they graduate people, lose something.
I totally understand. This is, like, for instance, we were talking about Penn State wrestling. This is not the same Penn State team as last year. No question
David Taylor and Ed Ruth, I challenge people to go back and find out how many bonus points that they rang up the last couple of years. Amazing what two guys did. Bonus points. Not just winning, but how they did it. They rang up big bonus points. Those bonus points are now in other locations in the world right now.
but the problem I have is if you're putting together a preseason poll, to me, makes no sense whatsoever. You're basing this on somebody going, I think they'll be this good, but maybe they could be better based on the fact that they lost this, but we don't know what the guys coming up are going to be like, and maybe this freshman's going to break into the lineup. I think preseason polls are ridiculous. You can't come up with a preseason poll because you haven't seen anybody yet. So my justification for saying that until you get beaten, you're the number one team is there's nothing to base it on except for last year. So to say excuse one team me. Is better than another based on nothing me. Makes no sense
excuse,
to me.
Excuse me. Now we'll borrow your words from the previous half hour. They're going to be facing 25th-ranked Lehigh and 18th-ranked Pitt.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, why did you make a big deal out of it if it doesn't matter?
because somebody felt the need to put rankings in. So I'm going to at least acknowledge the fact that there are rankings. I think right. it's dumb, and, but I'm going to acknowledge the rankings.
And do you know why they're ranked?
Why is that? So that I can talk about the 5th-ranked Nittany Lions taking on the 17th-ranked Mountain Hawks?
It is about promotion. It is about promoting. Promoting Penn State wrestling Lehigh, but now saying number 5 is facing number 17, regardless of the time of the year, gives it a little more cachet. And it gives it a little bit more oomph, even though we know it's sold out, standing room, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. All right, I got that part. But in college sports, you need that kind of promotion to help out with it. I mean, for example, college football this weekend. Have you seen some of the games this weekend? Wow. This is a playoff weekend.
Yes, it is.
People, I mean, there'll be teams that come out of this still with a shot and teams that are going to come out of this where the shot is going to be over. And that's the same thing in any sport. I mean, is it always too early to rank college football teams and so forth? No, but we all have this feeling about, you know, where are we ranked? Where are we going here? Okay, what, we're 14th, we're 16th, we're 8th, we're what? Now, people want to know from day one. They look forward to that poll. Same thing in college basketball, for example, why do they need any poll? They don't need any poll. They have a tournament.
Right.
The only sport that actually needs a poll is college football. College football needs a poll.
Agreed.
They've needed one for a long time to kind of figure out where everybody is, you know, in terms of bowls and so forth, and who has a shot at the national championship and who doesn't because there hasn't been a playoff. In college basketball, there's no need for a poll at all because you have a tournament, rather extensive one, that involves 1/6 of the teams. That's right. It only involves 1/6. Okay? 1/6. So I'm always interested when I hear people complain about how many teams are in the NCAA tournament, yet it's okay for the 8th place finisher at the Big Ten Wrestling Championships to go to Nationals.
Well, although I understand what you're saying about the promotion involved in preseason rankings.
Excuse me. You bypassed that last statement pretty easily.
Go ahead and make the statement again.
1/6 of college basketball teams make the NCAA tournament. Yet mm-hmm. the 8th place finisher at the Big Ten Wrestling Championship gets to go to Nationals.
I agree with you. I don't think that's right either.
Okay. The 8th place finisher? 8th?
I don't agree with it. I agree. I'm 100% behind you. I don't think the 8th place finisher should go to Nationals. Absolutely right.
No. I mean, there's a lot of losing to get there.
I mean, if you want to take the top, I'm okay with the top 2.
No, I'd go with the top 4. I can realize being a semifinalist is a big deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I go with the top 2, and if you want to go to 4, I'm okay with 4, but I don't think 8, no.
I mean, I see that. That's why I always laugh all the time. Every college basketball team makes it. Yo, dog, the 8th place finisher at 134 is going to go to St. Louis. Really?
But what I was going to say is you don't need rankings to make Penn State-Lehigh an interesting match. These are two teams that between them have won the same amount of national championships. This is already an interesting match. I don't need a ranking to make it even better. I know because I follow a little bit of wrestling that Penn State-Lehigh is good.
Lehigh won its last one win.
I understand that. I'm talking historically now. I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. I was waiting for it.
Really?
I was just sitting back waiting for it.
Okay. All right, 800-795-9565 is the number. You want to call in, talk about Penn State football, talk about the Maryland game, what happened before the game, about where this team is right now at 4-4 and so forth. Do that, 800-795-9565. Kevin, what's the playoff picture for high school right now?
Right now in Triple A, it'll be Shamokin traveling to Jersey Shore, and Sealands Grove will host Shikellamy. There's a full list of those available on WKOK.com. You can actually print out the brackets for not only AA, but AAA and Eastern Conference Class AA championship tournaments. We have a mobile version that's an image file, and we have a PDF file that you can actually write in the teams and follow along. So WKOK.com. And I think it's on our webpage, too, at SteveJonesShow.com, as a matter of fact.
And those games are Friday night at 7.
The only one that is not Friday night at 7 is Lewisburg and Montoursville. That game is going to be played at Bucknell University at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. That is a
Saturday.
Yes, that is Saturday at 7:30.
Bucknell's playing Ford Friday night.
Correct. But the very important part is not a lot of people realize that it's Saturday because of Bucknell Fordham, but it is a 7:30 kickoff on Saturday night. So a little unusual kickoff time for high school football.
Okay. Sounds great. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's that fun time of the year. You know what I miss, though? I do miss the one thing in the playoffs. There's certain traditions you miss along the way. When I played high school football back in the leather helmet days, we played a traditional Thanksgiving Day game. And we played at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving, and we draw 10,000 people to the game.
Steve, I agree with you. I think there's like East Stroudsburg. I think that was another big Thanksgiving Day game for years.
Well, Mount Carmel and what, Shamokin?
They played that one on Thanksgiving Day for the Coal Bucket a few times.
They used to play that on Thanksgiving all the time. Bellefonte and State College used to play on Thanksgiving Day. Easton plays Phillipsburg, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, on Thanksgiving Day. And I think the playoffs are a great thing to have, except I think the way the playoffs are done right now, I think you need to have a winning record to be in the playoff. And I think that when, for example, Mifflin County, which won one game this year, is making a decision whether or not to go, are you kidding me? You won one game. Close it down. You're done. Shut it down.
Yeah, I've always felt that way as well. Basketball did that a couple of years ago in District 4, that everybody went to the tournament no matter what. I agree with you. I think you need to have, and it makes the end of the season that much more entertaining because you have teams that are on the bubble and not knowing if they're going to make it or not. Every game's a must-win game, and I agree with you 100%.
I mean, this is the playoffs. I mean, Mifflin County, I don't think Mifflin County said yes. I think they did say no. What decision do you have to make? You won one game. You're finished. Okay? Quietly slide into the night. Man, I don't get that at all. I see this all the time. Like, you know, the team with a 4-5, you're under 500. Exit. Okay, you're 4-6. They gave you 10 shots. You didn't get it done. Seriously. I think you ought to be 500 or better to be in the postseason.
Yeah, I don't think in District 4, at least, I don't think that's an issue this year, which is good.
Well, I don't think it's an issue either, but it was an issue here. They were talking about Mifflin County here, you know, having to make a decision. Decision on what? Okay? Reel it in. Yeah, I know it's, if I'm a player, would I want to play? Yeah, I would want to play because I always want to play every game. I think the playoffs are great, but the one thing I miss Thanksgiving high school football.
I think there's three games, at least in the eastern part of the state, that are still being played on Thanksgiving Day.
How do you fit that in with the playoff?
Well, see, that's the real problem. I think those games, I don't know what happens if those teams are continuing in the state playoffs, if either one of those teams continue. That's what killed Thanksgiving Day football. When the PIAA developed the playoff system, that kind of ended any chance for a lot of high school football games on Thanksgiving Day.
I was talking to George Landis the other day, you know, Jack's old teammate at Penn State. And George, of course, he was the head coach of Bucknell for a period of time. You know how many games they have to win it? Six. to win the state championship, they have to win six games. Really? Because that includes district play, state play?
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Yeah, you have to go on a run.
On a run? The season's 10.
You have to go on a run. As a matter of fact, in class AAA, the District 4 final sets up a play-in game for the state tournament. And because there's so many teams in AA, that AA District 4 final is actually a first-round state playoff game. Or it would be longer yet.
They need a better organization for this. You should not have to play that many games to win a state championship. You should not have to play. You should not have to extend the season by 37% to win the state championship. Really?
The only way I think you do that, Steve, is if you actually only have the top two teams in each bracket. Win your district or go for a district championship game.
I think win the district, get into the states, and go from there.
That's what I mean. Top two teams play off for the district championship.
It's too much. It's too much. You know, I think it's too much, but you know, somebody else may feel differently. The more the merrier. I've always felt that a regular season should be 11. And that's where you make up that extra game.
Well, and
just have then take the top two teams and have them go at each other for a district title, and then get the winner into the states. Only the winner.
The argument you'll get with the district tournaments, and right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, District 12's already started their tournament last week.
No, they can argue all they want. I come from a point of common sense.
I understand.
I don't really care about their argument. Their argument is just...
Their argument is the state tournament's starting this week in District 4. I'm just saying. Technically, these District 4 games are all part of the state tournament.
Yeah. It's adorable. All right. If they don't like it, I'm sorry. You know, it's not like I haven't been around the block in football life here. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Well, Welcome back. 800-795-9565. And Trey in New Columbia is with us. Hi, Trey.
Hi there. Hey, you guys were talking about the playoffs there. I just want to give a little devil's advocate there for a situation a few years ago where you said, you know, you just take the top two from each district. We had a situation a few years ago where Towanda, Lewisburg, and Danville were all undefeated. What do you do in that sort of situation then?
Yeah, that situation, you have to have a playoff among the three to do it. I mean, I do understand that. That has to be rewarded when you have a situation like that. And you have to settle that one in the field, and you'd have to logistically figure that out. I am not for, hey, we went 4-6, we're in. Really?
Exactly.
You're in what?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, but you know what? You would just have to figure out logistically where is that limit cut down to.
The scenario you bring up though is the ultimate scenario, and that's the only one where I'd sit back and say I think we need to talk about this, because obviously if they're all undefeated, that means not one of them played each other.
Exactly.
But you could kind of remedy that though, Trey, and this is what I was thinking about earlier. And this is nothing against the Heartland Conference, but Danville was obviously in Division I, Lewisburg was in Division II, and Troy was actually coming out of the northern tier. This is where I think the problem lies, is you don't have an even balance in the leagues as well. So where you have all AAA schools, all AA schools, all single-A schools set up in the leagues, what about the league champion going on to a district tournament then? Because I think the league championship now has kind of faded away in the background of, you know, it's all about districts and not about the league championship.
Exactly. Danville won the other year, but they lost their last game, won the conference, but, you know, it really didn't matter then. Because they were still number one seed for the district.
Exactly.
So.
Well, to me, you've had 10. I'd like to see the season expanded to 11 weeks, and I think in 11 weeks, you end up finding out where the cream is. Your scenario, by the way, Trey, was the ultimate scenario, which is an excellent question because that is one that has to be considered. But I think for the most part, we find out the cream at the end. Actually already know who it is, and that's where you start from.
Yeah. You can't have, you know, 5-5, 4-6 sort of teams going through. It's best to go and see, even if they take a week off, you know, take 1 week off the playoffs there and cut your playoff pool by half, it takes care of most of that situation, I think.
I agree. Trey, great call. Appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back. Final half hour of the show. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. From the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Where we'll talk more about Kevin's seat this week than anything else. I find it sad. It's a family show.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Sponsored by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. Kratzerinsurance.com has more information available at the click of a mouse. Yes.
They have auto insurance, okay? And believe me, Sunbury Motors is glad to know that. That way they can take good care of your heated seat.
That's good. Right. That's right. Oh boy.
Auto Home Life Business Insurance Service and Price means something to you, means everything to them. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, One thing, we're talking about the playoffs, high school playoffs. Now, let's transition to something that we've talked about before, and that is the college basketball tournament. And the basketball tournaments, where especially with the Patriot League, where one plays eight and so forth, and suddenly eight gets into the NCAAs. Kevin has made this point before that, hey, look, you know, at the here's the big deal. You want to know what the big difference between the two in pure, simple terms?
I have a thought, but go ahead.
It's only one word, man. Only one word.
Go ahead.
Money.
Well, especially for the team, especially with the Patriot League, for example, that gets right. The home game.
Yeah, but it's more than that. This is all part of the term. You know, you play these games. There's money involved. And let's face it, the Power Five conferences dictate a lot of this because, you know, you go to the Big Ten tournament, everybody gets a cut by being in it. So, I mean, when you talk about everybody being in, well, yeah, everybody's in. Got it. But, again, it's about money. The high school playoffs aren't about that. And in college football, I mean, as much as we talk about college football going to a Final Four, a bowl game is the reward game. That's the extra game. Whatever.
That's but where I slightly disagree with you, though, Steve.
Why?
I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's where I slightly disagree with you. I think it is about money. Because I honestly believe that's why there was discussion about having every team in the district in a district basketball tournament. Because they did not want a situation where they only had a handful of games. They wanted to be able to have a bunch of games.
I mean, Kevin, what kind of money do you get from a high school playoff?
No. It's not the type of money you're talking about. No, not even close to that kind of money.
The money I'm talking about is everybody gets six, seven figures.
No. It's not even close to that kind of money.
That's serious paper, man.
but there's paper. The paper goes a long way in this tournament.
You got it. In the high school football tournament?
There's a lot of thoughts about the paper involved in this.
How much money is there?
You know, that's an excellent question. I mean, because I know the ticket prices are usually a little higher. They do have the high schools don't have the expense of the officials and all the people that are involved in it. The district does pay for that. So to have these tournaments, there is a little expense involved. I'm not saying they're making millions upon millions of dollars. That's not even close. But
there's no TV contract.
There's TV money, though.
From where?
Anybody that wants to broadcast a game.
All right. I don't really see a lot of broadcasting of games.
Well, whether it's television, radio, or anything. I mean, unless you're...
I realize Sunbury Broadcasting, right. For example, if Sealands Grove advances, they're going to have to pay a fee each round.
Correct.
And if Shikellamy Advance is going to pay a fee each round, but it's not thousands of dollars.
No, it is not. It can be, depending on how far they go.
It's really a minuscule number. But you're talking six games a team could go. Right?
Yes. And I think if you go the distance right now, it does get into the four figures. Like when you add everything together,
like between 1,000 and 1,500.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. To be honest, I think that's almost on the nose.
That barely pays for field hockey sticks.
Well, again, I'm not saying that it's at the same. I'm not saying it's the same level of what you're talking about. I'm saying there is some money involved in it, and that's why we're playing the games.
I guess.
Not to the college football or basketball side of things. No, I mean, not in the millions.
I mean, obviously, but we Learfield pays a fee. As soon as we get to the Big Ten tournament,
yes.
Learfield pays a fee. We go to the NCAAs, we pay a fee. NIT, we pay a fee. CBI was glad to have us.
Thanks for coming along.
Hey, you're gonna do the game? Really?
Wait, you have a radio network?
I mean, we're going to be on, like, lots of stations? Yeah. Like, Sirius picks us up, too. Really? Hey, great.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Here, run this commercial for us. Then we'll call it even.
It'd be great. But
understand, I am not saying I don't want to see district playoffs anymore. I'm not saying that.
No. I know what you're saying. It's just I can't imagine the amount of money we're talking about is a difference maker, thus let's put a lot of teams in.
Well, but I think you have to put it in perspective that there's not a lot of money being made here, and the district does have some expenses. Mainly, I would say their biggest expense, and I do not know where all the money goes, so I don't claim to, but I do know for a fact one of the biggest expenses are medals and trophies, because they do that for every division, for the championship team, and for the runner-up. So I do know there's a significant cost in that, because they're really nice medallions that they offer, that they hand out. So okay. there is a little expense there, and as far as I know, they do not.
And of course, and obviously, turning on the lights.
Right. In all seriousness,
turning on the lights is not an inexpensive proposition either.
Correct.
I understand that,
and I think that supplements the school that is hosting the games by paying a rental fee, but the district takes a certain portion of the gate, which is a pretty big portion, so they can handle their expenses.
But can you still get that by reducing the number of games and just having the teams that have proven their worth over 2+ months to get to this stage?
And to be honest with you, that I don't know, because I don't know what the final expenses are.
In Shikellamy's bracket, how many teams are in the playoffs?
There are four that go.
Four. So Shikellamy is going to play Selins Grove.
Yes.
And Shamokin is going to play Jersey Shore.
There will be a total of 3 games in this tournament. Yes. There will be 3 games in the tournament.
You're shocked I remembered who was playing whom.
listen, you've got a photographic memory. I'd be shocked if you didn't.
All right. Jersey Shore beat all 3 teams.
That is also correct. Because they all 4 teams are in the same league. There are 7 teams. I'm going off the top of my head, so please forgive me if I miss anybody. But there are 7 teams in AAA District 4. 2 of which, East Juniata and Columbia Montorvo Tech, are not in the Heartland Conference. Milton is the other team, and they are also in the Heartland Conference Division I with the 4 teams that are in the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, District 4 AA, that's a different animal, because you have some Heartland Division I teams, you have Heartland Division II teams, and Northern Tier teams all involved in that.
Okay, excuse my what might be a series of naive questions here. All right. Can't it be set up in such a way where the conference champion is the one that advances to go to the playoff against another conference champion?
That's my argument as well, to a point. You can do that. And I think I think the problem is, when you look at each division the way the PIAA has it set up, I think you need to rework some of the leagues. And some leagues may have to disappear, some leagues may have to expand, and I think that's where you run into the problem. AA, I think that's something that can be done. AAA in District 4, for example, is a real challenge, because of those 7 teams, and again, please forgive me if I say this wrong, but I believe 5 of them are in one league and the other 2 are in a separate league. So it's really tough to have any kind of a legitimate tournament there. I think you need to rework a lot of things.
I'm not trying to down what was obviously a good. I'm saying, though, I'm the one asking the questions, though. Not, you know, it brought the topic up. I'm not. I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but I'm not trying to down the fact that Shikellamy had a good season, because they did. Shamokin had a good season, because they did. Selins Grove had a good season. They did. And Jersey Shore's had a great season. I don't see why Jersey Shore has to beat the same people again to move on.
But they still have to beat it twice. Now, all right, here's the argument that I've heard some make over the years. They compare
this is high school football now I'm talking about.
Right, but okay, they compare it to the NFL, and now just in comparison now, not in quality or anything like that. But what about an NFL team where you have the same team has already played twice in their division, now they're playing in a playoff scenario?
Yeah, but that's all set up ahead of time. There are X amount of teams that get in, and they have a slotted tournament. I mean, that's all done for television. That's okay. This, when you're talking about, this is not slotted for anything. All right, that's slotted for television, as to who's going to carry it, what day, the whole thing, what it takes to get in, the record, the whole. If you got to play somebody three times, you got to play three times. These are professionals. This is their job. This
right.
is what they do. This is what they do. This is their living. This is a little bit different than high school. And this is where, okay, and this really got rolling maybe a little bit before LeBron James. But when LeBron James was in high school, they're playing games in Las Vegas, places like that, when he was in Akron at St. Vincent. And because he was obviously a major attraction, even in high school, they played all over the place. I'm sorry. This is high school. And I think we have to get back to the realization that this is high school. This is not the NFL. This is not college. This is high school. And you play the teams in your area because it's high school. And you play, instead of 10 games, I'd go for 11 games, give everybody that extra game, right? But then you win your conference, you go to the playoff. That's it. Why? Because it's high school. And it shouldn't be, you know, where one team emerges out of it and then represents the entire league going on in the state tournament, right? And if it turns out you're lucky and you get there, great, because it'll take a lot of luck and skill to get there. But we have to remember, it's high school. This is not big money professional football. This is not big money college football, because big money college football supports, you just talked about wrestling. Well, believe me, the money from football goes to make sure that wrestling can at least break even, because wrestling can't do it on its own.
Or that it exists.
Well, no, but I'm saying at Penn State, I think there's an assumption, which I've at least tried to realistically tell people, okay, that wrestling, they sell out Rec Hall, they're making money. No, they're not. They're losing money to a seven-figure tune. Okay, it's maybe $1 to $1.5 million, but they're losing money, and people find that hard to believe. No, I know for a fact how much they're losing. And that's no problem whatsoever. Why? Because big money college football and big money college basketball make sure that you can have that. Big money college football, big money college basketball make sure you can have women's soccer and field hockey. Hey, that's, you know, that's how it works. But in high school, we've got to remember that high school is still high school. And you can't make it more than it is. I really get bothered by watching high school football on Friday night on ESPN, where they're talking about all the prospects during the game. Like, what the hell? I sit there and I look around thinking, we've got to get back to some basics here. Okay? Not everybody makes the playoff. Okay? Not everybody gets the ribbon. You play 10, 11. I'd like to see it expanded to 11 weeks. Everybody gets that extra game there. Right? And the champion moves on, and the champion goes to the state tournament. Why? Because it's high school. It's not big money college, and it's not big money professional. We've got to get back to what it is. State College played a game in Martinsburg, West Virginia this year. Why? Why are they going to West Virginia to play a game? why did they have a game last year scheduled in New York City? I mean, I realize it's exciting for the kids. I get that part. But I'm sorry. Play the teams in your area. Your high school. We've got to get back to some basics here. We're letting the idea of what sports is get a little bit out of control here.
Well, there's one thing you and I are in agreement for with the league champion moving on. I really support that idea because I think that because of I like the District 4 tournament. I like the PIAA tournament. I understand the way it's set up. But I think it does overshadow the league championships and the leagues in general. And that's what I think we're missing with the high school football setup the way it is.
Well,
we're
I'm
missing
not even,
the
I'm
league.
Not even, I could care less about overshadowing it. Okay? You win it, you go on. You've already done your job. Right? And also, in extending the high school season into infinity, I'm sorry. No. You got to remember who you are. For some reason, we have each, like this level across the country, I don't mean just Pennsylvania, has lost sight of who they are. Hey, you're high school. Hey, there's great pride on Friday night to go out. You know, Shamokin played Mount Carmel. Now, I guess it turned out to be a great game, right?
Classic.
From what I understand.
That will be a cold bucket classic.
All right. Right, a great game. Well, that's what high school football is, that game. Selinsgrove Grove played a fabulous game against Jersey Shore earlier this year. Okay, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
I think
if
it was,
I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Right? It was a fabulous football game on a Friday night where two towns got together on a Friday night in October. And watched two really good high school football teams play each other. That's what it's about. Now, I'm all for playoffs, but I think you have to be smart about what you do with your playoffs. And remember, it is still high school. Okay? It's not the pros, and it's not big-time college football. It is high school. And there's too much of a movement in the direction to make it seem like it's big time. It's not. You're representing your town on a Friday night, and that's really, really cool. Really cool. I played on a good football team my senior year. We ended up 6-3. Okay? Our losses were to the second-ranked team in the state, the fifth-ranked team in the state, and the 10th-ranked team in the state. Those were our three losses. And we beat the 8th-ranked team in the state. Beat them. And we beat the 20th-ranked team in the state. In the final month of the season, we beat those two teams. We were good. And when our season was over, we didn't go to a playoff. There was no playoff. We ended on Thanksgiving Day beating our rival 19-8, our crosstown rival, which was ranked 20. That they were ranked 20th in the state, and they were 24-point favorites, according to the newspaper. Obviously, they don't do odds on high school games. But, you know, they do predictions ahead of time. They said we'd lose by 24 points. We won 19-8. Okay? That's how we ended our season. That's how I ended my quote high school career. That's high school. Not playing six more games into the middle of December. As exciting as the run may end up being, there has to be a limit to how deep that as to where that run starts. Four more games, maybe I can buy into because there's so many teams in the state. It's huge state. This isn't like Connecticut where I grew up. I mean, where I grew up is a limited number. In fact, there was a producer from ESPN the other week comes in wearing a Cathedral High School sweatshirt from Springfield. Well, I was a border town, so yeah, we did play Cathedral High School. I told him that his group cheated. No.
How'd that go?
Why? Because He laughed. I said, obviously we beat you. I said, yes. Badly. I said, the only way you could have is if you cheated. But that, to me, is what high school is. Not taking it like, we got this game and then this game. Gee, you know, I mean, there has to be limits here. And there's too much to me. There's been too much of a loss of understanding who you are. I find it interesting that nobody has stepped up with a major league TV contract to do the state tournament. Have you noticed that?